The following program is brought to you by Christ Apostolic Church, Wolseley.
God be the glory. This is the way of God. I'm Pastor Abraham Obadare, and with me here in the studio is Pastor Samuel Obadare. We welcome you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for coming again to be of good benefit to God's people.
Amen.
By sharing His words. People, we have been speaking about the tongue. The tongue, and James chapter number 1 verse 26 tells us that if anyone thinks he is religious, I just want to read that to you. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. This one's religion is useless. And as we move on to chapter 3, the tongue is explained much better. And we have been treating that for the past two programs. To continue today, Pastor,
yes,
I think we want to look at the vices of the tongue. We have spoken about evil speaking. We've spoken about evil speaking could be to brethren, about brethren or to brethren or to authorities.
Yes.
Or about authorities. We've also spoken of gossiping.
That's right.
Right? What are some other things that our tongue does that is considered evil?
Amen. We also added harsh speech.
Harsh speaking, yes.
And another thing that we need to watch out for on our tongue is what I call inciting or destructive speech. And what this means is that some of us have developed the skills of saying something that can erupt.
Hmm.
Something that when we say it like the fire,
mm-hmm.
we have the gift of speaking,
mm-hmm.
and we use that potential in mm-hmm. such a way that we can incite people,
mm-hmm.
and everybody will do something even if it's wrong. And we have to watch out for that. It's inciting and destructive speech. You know, there are times you say, well, if, you know, a whole organization or a number of people could be waiting for somebody to say, well, let's hear what he's going to say.
Right.
Because they know he's very persuasive.
Right.
And he uses the tongue. It could be positively, it could be destructively.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are gifted, you know, with the gift of oratory and you're able to speak, make sure you mind how you use your tongue. I'll give you an example. Let me read Psalm 52 verse 4. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor.
Mm-hmm.
Working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words. See? You deceitful tongue. The perfect illustration for this is the man called Sheba in 2 Samuel 19, verse 40 to chapter 20. And what happened here is that while David was being restored back to Jerusalem after he had fled because of Absalom, and he was now being restored back, the people of Judah went to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
The other 10 tribes were upset that, well, why didn't you take us along? We are 10 tribes out of 12. We have a large share in David. And so they were contending. It was a good, you know, friendly contention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have David. You
mm-hmm.
have David.
Mm-hmm.
And while this was going on, look at a man that has a sharp, inciting, and destructive tongue. The Bible says there happened to be there a man called Sheba in chapter 20.
Mm.
He just rose up and said to the 10 tribes, what share do we have in David?
Mm.
Why should we care who brought David?
Mm.
We have no share in David, to your tent, O Israel. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, immediately, everybody deserted David. All the 10 tribes, everybody went away. That's a man with a powerful tongue. Mm. And one speech, one verse, it's chapter 20, just one verse.
Wow.
Changed the mindset of thousands of people, the 10 tribes. And they say, well, Sheba has spoken.
Mm.
See you later, David. We have to watch. Mm. He didn't use a gun. No weapons needed.
Mm.
No fasting and prayer needed. He just used this little thing in his mouth. Wow. Some of you listening to me, you have that potent tongue that if you speak, everybody will follow you, and you have been using it wrongly, destructively.
Mm.
Who knows? Maybe God gave you that grace to be able to persuade people to do good, to follow God. But you may be using it like Sheba. You know that everybody listen when you speak. And because of that, when you speak, you incite people to do destructive things.
Do you think sometimes we know that we have that, ability?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know?
I believe we do. I believe because, you know, for example, take our president, for example, mm-hmm. President Barack Obama. One of the things that, people say about him, and you cannot help but notice this, is that he has the gift of, of an orator. He speaks mm-hmm. very well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he knows it because okay. people say it. Okay. So we know certain things about ourselves because we hear the feedback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the tongue is so powerful that if you happen to be somebody like that, you can stare a whole nation.
Mm-hmm. In the direction you want.
You know, and please, we're talking about the tongue. I'm not comparing our president to Hitler at all, nothing like that. But when I said president, you know, something just mm-hmm. came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to do what he did because he was a powerful speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He indoctrinated the whole nation
mm-hmm.
against other races.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, everybody followed him.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a man that, you know, he didn't have like good ability to speak, nobody would listen to him. And some of us, we use our tongue like that. We have to be very careful. Another thing, because of our time, is what we call bitter words and cursing.
Yes.
Bitter words and cursing. Psalm 64 verse 2 to 3 says, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows. / bitter words. That is, the arrows are bitter words. You know, even we Christian, we speak out of bitterness and we curse people with the tongue. We say things that can mar the destiny of other people out of anger. That's why the Bible calls it bitter words. When you curse somebody, in fact, you know, the book of James we study in chapter 3, verse 8 to 12, talks about cursing, verse 9. It says, with the tongue we bless God our Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. These things ought not to be. It says, from our mouth proceed blessing and cursing. There are those of us that are Christians that, you know, one out of every 20 words that comes out of our mouth is a curse word. The Bible is saying, if you are that person, your religious activities are not the measure of where you are spiritually. Forget what you're doing in the church. Your tongue is saying that your heart has not been given over to God, because you are cursing people made in the image of God. Bitter words, angry words, curse words, they are not good. Now, we may have a problem with anger, that's a different thing, but it must not take over our tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may have offended you, I don't know what somebody has done to you, but it must not take over your tongue. So bitter words and curses are another death-bringing thing
mm-hmm.
on the tongue. I don't know, Pastor, if you remember the story of the man Shimei in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
While David was leaving because of Absalom, the Bible says he was not planned. He just saw David. And the Bible says he was cursing continually. And he was angry. So you could see anger and bitterness very related to cursing.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that he didn't even know, he didn't recognize that he was cursing an anointed man of God. And the one of the soldiers of David said, well, let me cut his head off. How should somebody be talking to the king like this in my presence? You know that eventually led to his death.
Mm-hmm.
David said to Solomon, you know what Shimei did to me? Take care of him.
Mm.
If you curse, let me tell you something. The excuse that that's what I heard when I was growing up does not mean anything before God.
Mm.
Don't say, well, you know, my father cursed, my mother cursed, everybody on my street cursed, that's all I know. If you are a believer, the Bible is saying the foul odor coming out of your tongue is saying that your spirit and your heart has not been totally cleansed and renewed. Cursing is ungodly and it's one of the deadly poison. And the Bible says it ought not to be.
I want to give you opportunity right now to rethink of the words that come from your mouth and just surrender to Christ and say, Lord, I don't know when these words come out. I don't know what takes over me when I begin to speak this way.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help me. Simply as that, if you are humble, if you're ready, the Lord God Almighty has got your back. He can help you and to begin to control your tongue. This is so powerful and so deadly. Cursing, so powerful, so deadly. You've got to come out of it. The Lord wants to save you so that you destroy no one anymore and you destroy yourself no more. The Lord wants to give you life. The devil came, the Bible says, to steal from people, to kill people, and to destroy people. You don't want to be in the camp of the devil, killing people with your tongue, stealing goodness, stealing hope from people, and destroying them. You want to be in the camp of Jesus, giving life, and giving hope. May the Lord help you as you listen to the word. What's another vice?
Just we're going to share three more with you because we want to also talk about what can we do.
How can I come out of it?
Another vice is deception / lying.
Lying.
We do that with our tongue. We lie, we deceive. And there is a powerful passage in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16. And it says this, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue. I'll pause there. He mentions other things.
Yes.
In other words, the Bible says, the Lord hates your tongue and my tongue when they lie. It's not smartness. It's not smartness. You know when you say you hate something, I want you to think about what you hate now. What brings disgust to you? And say, man, I just cannot stand that thing. That's the way God feels. When you and I lie. These six things the Lord hates, yet seven are an abomination. He can't stand it.
Right.
We may be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Jesus. And then after praying and speaking in tongues and doing all those things, we you know, there are times sometimes that you find yourself in the trap of lie that even before you know it, you have already spoken that lie. And some people, it has become like a stronghold on them. That even they may lie and not even know that they are lying anymore. Because it's just become second nature. It's a vice and a deadly poison of the tongue. You may need to ask the Lord to deliver you from it.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
It is sin. And absolutely. The Bible tells us, really, in the scripture, it says, James chapter 5. James. It says, but above all else, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Be no.
Lest you fall into judgment.
That's verse 12.
Yes, verse 12. Ananias and Sapphira, we're talking about the death on the tongue. They did nothing. In fact, they loved God. They did religious service. Watch that. Religion in vain. They sold their property because they love God. Nobody compelled them to. The only thing that killed them was they lied. And Peter said, who compelled you to do this? When the property was in your possession, it was in your power to keep or to give. But they lied. You see, false and useless religion. The tongue killed them. The second, come to the last one, is what we call idle words.
Idle words.
Idle words. And this just means thoughtless leisure, careless words that just drop and we didn't mean to say it. But we say it all the time.
If we didn't mean to say it, does it not also affirm that the heart is different from the tongue? The tongue got it's a world on its own. Hmm. It wants to do what it wants to do.
That's
right. Without consulting the
heart sometimes.
Sometimes,
it
right?
Does it? It's a word. It's a Lord deadly word on its own.
Us.
We don't mean to say it. And when we're done, we say, wow, I mean, why did I say that?
Right.
But we've said it. And it can defile us.
It can.
Even though we didn't mean to say. You know, because of our time, this passage, the first time I really paid attention, it scared me. And it came from the lips of Jesus. May God help us.
Amen.
Some of us, we are praying now, God, you need to deliver me from the tongue. I'm praying that too.
Yes.
Jesus, Matthew 12, 36 to 7 says, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Not by your religious activities. So you now see how high in order of priority what comes out of our tongue is compared to the activities we do. And the meaning of that idle word, when I look it up, that's what it means, leisure, careless, something that just, there is no significance, we just say it. You know, there is a feeling that we feel that we have to say something when we really don't have anything to say. We just, you know, let me chip in. Watch out, it's a careless word. And if you feel like you always have to contribute when it's not necessary, you may be committing the sin of idle word. And Jesus said, you will give account of it.
Wow.
The last one that we want to share is what we call loose lips problem. Loose lips. That means, it sounds funny, but it's a problem. Loose lips means when we say more than is necessary. When we say what we should have, what should have been concealed. And when we do this, it is dangerous. There are many of us that have said something that is only meant to be for us alone, to an outsider. It's not a lie. It's not an idle word. It's not a curse. It's just meant to be on the inside of you. When you let it out because you just like to share your heart, you may be killing yourself. You know, during World War II, the Office of War Information developed a phrase, and they call it, the term is, loose lips sinks ship. Loose lips sinks ship. That means when you inadvertently say something that the enemy will grab, they know your position on the sea, they torpedo you. And in the scripture, there was a man, as I ran this up, that his loose lips killed him. God deliver us.
Amen.
He was the small prophet. God sent him, go and do your job. And a man of God. He prophesied and the altar came down. And the king said, would you come home and eat with me? All he could have said is, no, sir. He said, no, I can't come home with you. Because, by the way, the Lord told me I should not eat, I should not do this. And the Bible says, the sons of the big prophet went and told their father because they heard him when he was saying the instructions that were meant only for him. And so the big prophet was able to track him down because they heard the way he was going and was able to trap him with what God had said he shouldn't do and he died before he returned. He didn't lie.
Gee.
He just said what should not have been said.
Watch out, folks. And this is serious. May God help us.
Amen.
This is serious. Loose lips.
Sink ships.
May God help us.
Amen.
So how do we come out of this? How do we hold these lips? The tongue will not be able to utter these words.
Yeah. It's a big question. And I think one of the things is what we are doing, examining. You know, when you are in the battle, the first thing is you know your enemy.
Yes.
You see, when the U.S. government is training, you know, the Marines, mm-hmm. They show them the culture of the Afghanistans, for example. Mm-hmm. This is how they think. Mm-hmm. When you know your enemy, then, mm-hmm. you know, half of your job is done. Mm-hmm. One of the things is now we are recognizing what the tongue is capable of doing.
Yeah.
All right? And other things, quickly, because of our time, we've said last time, that you guard your tongue. That means you watch over it.
Yes.
Like, you put a leash on it like, a dog that is out of control. Number three, the Bible says, be slow to speak.
Be slow to speak. Mm-hmm. You have the urge.
Yes.
But slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. That's process right. it first.
Yes.
See if it's going to really bring life or That's it's right. going to bring destruction mm-hmm. before you begin to utter it. That's first, right. recognize the power of the tongue.
Yes.
It's got potential. It can That's make right. or break.
That's right.
Right? Number two.
Guard your lips.
Because you know what it can do, be careful. Guard your lips. Number three,
be slow to speak. Be quick to hear, the Bible says.
That's what the Bible says.
But be slow
to respond.
Speak. Yes, right. Because in that you will have sifted out a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And you, half of the time you realize that there is no need to speak. But when you are rash to speak, you will have committed all kinds of sins. Number four, the Bible says, and that means even when you are angry, still be slow to speak.
No. Help me out. We're almost done.
Mm.
But sometimes I think when I'm slow to speak, that it's not really good in administration. I'm an administrator.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm just watching, and I'm just watching, and it's taking me so long. And folks tell me, when are you going to say something?
Mm-hmm.
So at times, I go back to myself and say, well, okay, so when are you going to say something?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you suggesting that I do?
Yeah, I think, life is not a walk in the park. And as we know, especially dealing with us human beings.
Human beings.
And so it takes a lot of wisdom. No wonder. Solomon, when God asked him, he could ask anything.
Yeah.
He said, give me wisdom.
Wisdom.
To deal with these great people of yours.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, a wise man spareth his words. And so we need the wisdom of God to be very calculative
mm-hmm.
in what we say
mm-hmm.
when we say them.
So that we don't bring destruction.
That's right. So that what is wrong doesn't become destroyed.
It's already wrong.
It's already wrong. So the Bible says, so what is dislocated doesn't go out of place. We need the wisdom of God.
Lord, help us.
Amen. Do we have a few moments for the rest?
Yeah, maybe another 2 minutes.
All right.
So, yeah.
Now, let's do this quick. The other one is let your words be few. Not only be slow to speak.
Slow, but if you have to say anything at all.
Let it be few. The Bible, you say, where did I get that from? Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19 says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Mm-hmm. But he who restrains his lips is wise. And 17:27, he who has knowledge spares his word. Fewer words, you will sin less. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean stupidity, it means wisdom. Practice positive speaking. Ah, you see, sometimes when we're trying to get rid of something, we replace it with another.
Something else.
If you are a person that curses and lies and speak harshly and all of those things we talked about, begin to think and practice positive speaking. May mm-hmm. God bless you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
A matter of time, God will strengthen you to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to practice what right. you will use to replace the negative speech.
Mm-hmm.
And two more, yield yourself to the control of the Holy Spirit. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says, to whomever you yield yourself, you are the slave of that person. And so the spirit of the world, of the devil and the flesh itself wants to control the tongue because mm-hmm. the tongue already is bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when you begin every day, when you pray, Lord, I yield my tongue to the Holy Spirit today. Mm-hmm. I yield my spirit and my mind to the Holy Spirit today. He will begin to take control of your tongue. Because all the things we've said, they are good, but you can't do them in your own power. Yeah. The more, the earlier we recognize that, the better we are. And the last thing here is that pray and seek God's help over your tongue continually. That is the key. You will never outgrow it. You know there was a time Paul misspoke when he called Ananias, the high prophet.
Whitewashed head.
And he said, oops.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know it was continually. That God will guard our tongue.
Continually.
It's a prayer point for us. May God help us.
May God help us. Pastor, thank you.
We thank God
so much.
Bless the Lord.
Being a blessing in shedding light to this powerful instrument that we all have in our mouths. We're not suggesting that you go pluck it out and you can't cut it off, but spiritually speaking, the way to pluck it out or cut it off is to recognize what it does, what it can do, and then make sure that your words are few. Slow to respond. Ask God's Holy Spirit to help you out and say, just take over my tongue, take over my speech, take over my reaction. And as you begin to do this, the Lord comes in and begins to help you. And finally, please, just because you were slow to speak in that situation does not mean that you have mastered it. It has a continuous process. You were slow to speak yesterday, be slow to speak today, be slow to speak tomorrow. Always be slow to respond. Always guard your lips, right? Be careful what you say. It is continuous, so that nothing you say will ever be a trap for you or will ever destroy someone else. Jesus said that it's what we say that will either justify us or condemn us. I pray that you will not be condemned by the words of your mouth, because the word of the Lord now is the water that will begin and continue to wash your tongue and wash my tongue, so that we no longer speak evil, gossip, or hatred, or destruction. We no longer set afire anyone's life or our lives, for that matter. More grace upon you as you surrender totally to the Lord Jesus Christ to continue to help you. Pastor, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
I look forward to another opportunity that we can work together and discussing the Word of God and setting those who are in captivity free.
Amen.
To God be glory.
Hallelujah.
This has been The Way of God, brought to you by Christ Apostolic Church, the world soul winning evangelistic ministry. I am Pastor Abraham Obadare, and I pray that the Lord keep you. I pray that He makes you prosper. I pray that you be in good health and that your soul will remain in good health. God bless you.